Were the boots in the Yarra with Barras, or were they with Brian Dixon?
You're breaking up.
what happened with the boots in the Yarra, Kekka?
Well, that was with Brian Dixon. Well, at that time when Brian Dixon was appointed, guess who our PT instructor was? We call them PT instructors then, but our PT guy or your conditioner.
Yep.
They call them conditioners now, or the whoever the, what do they call your medicine, and the harpoon or...
the weapon.
The weapon, yeah.
The harpoon. The weapon, the head of conditioning.
Well, our conditioning guy was Ron Clark.
Oh, was it really?
And if my memory serves me correctly, I think Ron Clark at the time held about 15 world records. He did.
Yeah.
And he used to pick me up at home at Doncaster. And we used to go for morning runs, and he would run backwards for 6 miles while I ran full bore.
Trying to catch him.
Well, I just got home with you, unbeknownst to him, but you try running with Ron Clark. And one night, one of the early mornings, one of the first training sessions, when he arrived, he said, bring your runners and your boots. I think this is a novel thing. New game we've developed, a hybrid version of the new game. Anyhow, we ran to Elsternwick, would you believe, from North Melbourne to Elsternwick.
Did you really? Wow.
That's where we're heading.
All right.
And we carried our boots to Elsternwick. We were going to have a trail run and then run back. Well, if you remember one night in 72, I think it was, remember that torrential downpour?
Oh.
Biblical proportions. Mm. Trams were floating down the Spencer Street Bridge. They were banked up for eons. And I was running with Ted Whitten. Ted Whitten had just arrived at North Melbourne at the time. Remember he left Footscray? He did a pre-season at North Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Dicko sacked him. But he ran with me, and of course, he gave me a new pair of Adidas boots.
Of course he did.
And carrying Adidas, well, I had a sports store in my home in those days. But remember, carrying your boots from Arden Street to Elsternwick, well, they're uncomfortable carrying a pair of boots when you're running. So what I did, this ingenious invention of mine, I tied the laces up together and wrapped them around my neck. But of course, the rain was pounding down, and it was cutting into my neck. And I thought, oh, God, anyhow. So I thought... So wait till I got to the bridge, and I fit and took them off my neck, and I held them straight into the bridge. Brand new pair of boots. Who should be running behind me? Dicko. Unbeknownst. You'd think I'd be slightly more vigilant than that, but I wasn't. Well, when he spotted that, well, you can imagine the blast I got. I wonder he never threw me back into the Yarra to go and get them. In fact, I willingly would have jumped in there.